Welcome to News Video Clip. If you watched this podcast yesterday, we brought you the story about how Trump's ICE agents murdered a man in Bedford, Maine. Well, we have more information about that murder, and we have some video. So first of all, the victim's name was Joan Sebastian Guiaro. He was a legal immigrant, and ICE shot him dead in front of his three-year-old daughter, who was in the car with him. Now, ICE's, their official statement yesterday was that he supposedly weaponized his car and was somehow posing some grave threat to ICE agents. However, now we have video, and it's going to show Mr. Guillermo's white car, okay? And there's going to be an ICE agent running right next to it, choosing to run next to it, choosing to grab the handle, and this is right before he fires into the car. So let's watch the video. Okay, so there you see the white car driven by Guillermo, and there you see the ICE agent choosing to run right next to the car. He's holding on to the handle. There you go, and he's going to shoot and kill Mr. Guillermo. That is absolutely proof that ICE was lying through their teeth. In fact, they've changed their story now. Now they're claiming that they had to kill Mr. Guillermo for public safety. No, Mr. Guillermo is not a threat to public safety. ICE is. They are Trump's personal Gestapo. They are the threat. They are the danger. They killed a man last week in Houston, Texas, and they lied about that one too. All right, we're going to go back to Maine now, and we're going to watch these ICE agents drag Mr. Guillermo's body out of his car like a sack of potatoes. So this is a disturbing video. Let's watch. Okay, so there we go. These fat ICE agents dragging his body out of the car after murdering him. And as I said before, his three-year-old daughter was in that car when he got killed. So obviously she's going to be traumatized for the rest of her life. And nobody quite knows where she is right now. Now, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, who claims to be a pro-life Christian, he was holding a press conference today, and somebody asked him about this shooting, which has been on worldwide media. The entire world has seen this video. Let's see what Mike Johnson had to say.
Is there any accountability on DHS from Congress here?
I don't know anything about this event. Okay, I was a little busy yesterday, so I'm going to reserve judgment. I know that there was a tragic shooting, and I'm not going to comment on it because I don't know. And you guys can mock me for not knowing that. I worked about 22 hours in the last few days, and I did not get the briefing on that yet. I will this morning. Yes.
So the video is less than 10 seconds. Mike Johnson is too busy to watch the video. This man is second in line to the presidency and completely clueless. It's absolutely ridiculous. Now, at that same press conference, Lisa McClain, she got up and said that anybody who is not a Republican should leave the United States of America. So let's watch this fascist in action, shall we?
These are all people who hate our country and everything that our country stands for. But you know what? I have great news for them. The beauty about living in America, the beauty about freedom, is they are actually free to leave. So if you hate this country so much, there's flights leaving every day. I welcome you to get on one of those flights and leave the country that you despise so much. Because as Republicans, we love this country. We love the principles that it was built on. And we want to stay and continue this country for our children and our grandchildren.
Okay, first of all, Lisa McClain supported the ICE murder of Renee Good in Minnesota back in January. Renee Good was an American citizen who was gunned down and killed by ICE. So Lisa McClain doesn't support Americans. She likes it when Americans get killed by ICE. It probably turns her on. And she's sitting there saying how we're free to leave the country. Why should we leave? Why don't you leave, Lisa? You're the fascist. You're the scumbag. The door's wide open. Go for it. All right, now we're going to go over to an anti-ICE protest. And there was a guy who showed up who was armed. And he was trying to get in fights with men and women. He's a real dick. So let's watch the video and we'll show you what happened. So there you see him. He's there in that cowboy hat using the C word, challenging somebody to a fight because he's such a tough guy. Oh, he's such a tough guy. Now we're going to watch more of this video. And next he's going to try to get into it with a woman. And you're going to hear kind of a noisemaker that somebody was using to drown him out. So the audio is going to be a little difficult to hear. Let's watch. Trying to get into a fight with a woman because he's just so brave. This crusty old boomer who's obviously wasted his entire life. We're going to keep watching the video a little longer and he's going to start whining because people aren't getting out of his way because he wants to walk a certain direction. Let's watch the video. Stop blocking me. Stop blocking me. Hey, these people were here at the protest long before you got there, you crusty old fool. Nobody has to move because of you. You can just kindly shut the fuck up. There you go. Alrighty, those are all the stories we have today. We have more video of that lunatic and also links to all of our stories right below this video if you want to keep watching him. Unlike the right-wing podcasters, Benny Johnson, Joe Rogan, Riley Gaines, Kristen Hawkins, Benny Johnson, Jimmy Dore, we actually back up our claims. They don't. They are paid influencers. They are paid liars, and they never back up any of their stories. They just lie like hell. Alrighty, I want to thank everybody who has subscribed to this channel. If this is your first time watching, please like and subscribe. If you hate it, please subscribe. If you hate me, please subscribe. All right, we'll be back later with more stories.